Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our buddy David Haugh, co-host of the Mully and Haugh Show at 670 The Score down in Chi-Town. David, how you been?
Morning, Bill. Doing fine. You know, as you just aptly described, ready for this train wreck of a year to be over. So, but we've got a good game to look forward to on Sunday, at least.
Okay, I'm listening to you guys the other day, and I'm hearing people call in, and then there's this little undercurrent of people believing the 10-year anniversary since the Packers went into there and won in the NFC Championship game and went on to a Super Bowl, and then obviously the Bears had lost to the Packers to end the season and allowed the Packers to get into the postseason, and all of a sudden this is going to be a returning of the favor, so to speak. Give me your level of confidence for the Bears in this upcoming contest.
Those were the people who might have started drinking a little early. New Year's. Level of confidence isn't necessarily real high, if you ask me, Bill. I have to say this. You have to give credit to the Bears for turning things around. You know, they realized that there needed to be some changes. They realized the identity needed to be addressed. And Matt Nagy gave up play-calling duties, and we know what happened after that. They pared things down. They put Mitchell Trubisky back at quarterback, and the offensive line, which I think has been the biggest source of the improvement, it stabilized that offense. But I think everything is relative. You have to keep in mind that they've done this this mini resurgence against the bottom five defenses in the NFL, and they've done this against teams that don't have a lot to play for. That changes Sunday, and I think that little Green Bay is going to be a big challenge for the Bears. And I think offensively, you saw the last time they played just how limited this group can be when they lack balance. I think that will be better. I think the offense will be better for the Bears. But I really think overall, the biggest problem we're going to see on Sunday is, look, what Aaron Rodgers is doing is special and extraordinary. And it's his 20-5 record against the Bears speaks for itself. But I think the biggest challenge for the Bears is stopping the running game. And I think until they're able to do that, they don't even have a chance to hope that Rodgers may be somebody that will have an off day. I'm not sure they're going to be able to stop the Packers on the ground.
I know that Akeem Hicks was out of this last contest, and they put up 163 yards between Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones. Now, he is ailing and was not at practice through their walkthrough yesterday. Any word as to whether or not he's going to be back? Because they're a different team when he's in the trenches.
Yes, absolutely they are. And we saw the same dynamic with Hicks against the Vikings when he came out. Dalvin Cook started running the football a lot better against that defense. He's likely to play, I think. I guess it would be a surprise. He has been taking, a day off during practice, a Veterans Day. He does have the hamstring issue, which continues to be, I think, an issue for him. But I guess I would be really surprised, given the stakes and knowing Hicks and understanding what he'd be playing for on Sunday. I think he's going to be in the middle of that defense. You know, he's not been as big of a problem. The Bears have not really tackled well, and they've been too easy to move. And they really have missed Eddie Goldman all year against the run. And their edge rushers have not been as explosive or disruptive as they needed to be. And just overall, their entire run defense has been softer than you would expect from this Bears defense, and softer certainly than they can afford it to be on Sunday.
Mitch Trubisky, over the last five games since coming back, his completion percentage is over 68%, and he's got a 99.3 quarterback rating. I mean, what I see is they're using the run and utilizing the run so much more. They're putting him on the move, moving the pocket, and also it's almost like they've taken a couple of pages out of the Packers playbook. You know, run some play action, get guys in motion, move some things around. Is this something that has been embraced since Lazor took over the play calling from Matt Nagy, and the fact that it puts Mitchell Trubisky in the best possible situation to be successful?
Without question, you just described it well. And I think what's been frustrating for Bears fans and a lot of us here in Chicago who have been observing the Bears since Matt Nagy came in 2018 is why it took so long for them to grasp the obvious. This is a quarterback that was not a good fit for the scheme that Matt Nagy brought to Chicago. Now, they got by in 2018 because I think they had a spectacular defense. But he was erratic and inconsistent at times, and even that season when they went to the playoffs. But what's happened over the course of the last year and a half until he got benched against the Falcons earlier this year was they were asking him to do things that weren't necessarily accentuating his strengths. And his strengths are that he is a pretty good athlete, and he is better and more accurate, which has been his biggest problem. but he's more accurate when he's moving. He's a quarterback that likes to be in rollouts and boots and things that take advantage of a play-action passing game. And Bill Lazor's done a better job since taking over play-calling duties, I think, of kind of playing to those strengths. And I guess you have to give Matt Nagy credit, even though a lot of people want to still give him blame for not grasping this earlier. But you have to give Matt Nagy credit for when the Bears were desperate in the midst of that losing streak, the six-game losing streak that defined this year, he figured that, okay, desperate times call for desperate measures. The scheme no longer matters or doesn't matter as much. We're going to finally do what we should have done a long time ago and tailor the game plan around this guy's talent.
I guess over the last five contests, is this kind of buying into fool's gold? The only win the Bears have, obviously, is over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Buccaneers had 11 penalties for over 100 yards, and it even took Tom Brady forgetting how many downs there were at the end of the ball game to kind of put the kibosh on their drive. So, you know, is this because they're beating up on bad teams right now? See, I've always said, look, if you're a good team, that's exactly what it is you're supposed to do, and you don't apologize for it. But is it kind of buying into fool's gold if you start to look at Mitch Trubisky and go, yeah, he's the quarterback we thought he was going to be when they drafted him years ago?
Could be, but, you know, you look around the league and you see that the bar's pretty low to have a serviceable NFL starting quarterback, and I think that's really – all the Bears have ever wanted him to be, as long as they're provided their defense plays as well as it can and play. But there's an element of fool's gold involved in what's going on here in Chicago. I think that you have to have an awareness of that. Look, this is the NFL, as you know well, Bill. I mean, it legislates parity, and the expanded playoff field has changed the tenor of discussions in places like, you know, the Bears in Chicago this week and the Cardinals in Arizona. There are opportunities that you know, might not be as enticing or as possible under the old format. So we're getting a little carried away, maybe a little ahead of ourselves, but we're also balancing that here in Chicago with the reality of when you look around the league and you start to weigh the alternatives for the Bears in the future at the position. The funny thing is that Mitch Trubisky might be your best option in 2021, and he has an opportunity on Sunday to remove the doubt. He also has a chance that he could, you know, reinforce some of the skeptics that think that he is not the guy. He has a lot riding on Sunday's outcome. If he plays well, he will take the Bears into the playoffs if they can win this game, and he'll change the entire narrative and maybe the course of his career. If he stinks and he throws three picks and they get blown out, like it's entirely possible, then I think that's going to make a decision easier for whoever is making those decisions at Halas Hall.
Talking with David Haw, the Mulligan Haw Show at 670 The Score down in Chicago, talking some Bears football. That was going to be my next question, because let's just say they lose this game, but Arizona loses, and they still get into the postseason. Yeah, it's. I don't want to say it's backing in, but it, you know, that's going to be the narrative, you know, coming into that next contest. But do you ignore the full body of work, or do you just look at the recent and then, you know, like you said, who's going to be calling those shots? Is it going to be Ryan Pace or somebody else? And then, obviously, is Matt Nagy still going to be there? I mean, I don't. It's hard for me to look over the last five games and go, okay, all the problems are corrected and it's exactly what we expected it to be eventually. It's hard for me to say that, and I think, you know, that's why you're looking at a helicopter view saying, let's see the entire body of work and then make a judgment before we say, okay, by the way, they figured all these things out. I just thought, you know, 5 weeks ago, it was a no-brainer. Trubisky wasn't coming back. Foles wasn't coming back. Nagy wasn't coming back. Pace shouldn't come back. And then you should just kind of write it off and say we're going into a rebuild. You know what I mean?
I definitely know what you mean, and we have changed the discussion here in town because of what the Bears have done the last several weeks and put themselves in this position. And if they do back into the playoffs, which is exactly what they would be doing under that scenario, and you know, the Rams could beat the Cardinals very well with that defense, and the Bears could get blown out by the Packers and still have a playoff game to play. And then you're like, now what? Well, I do think you'd have to take almost a case-by-case basis and look at each guy objectively. You know, Ryan Pace, the Bears have yet to win a playoff game since he's been the general manager. You referenced 10 years ago. That's the last time the Bears won a playoff game. Yep. in the 2010 season. Matt Nagy, if he got to playoffs two out of his first 3 years, that's historically good in Chicago. So I think he would probably be safe. Trubisky, it depends on how he plays in the biggest game of the year, I think. So I think Pace, if the Bears back into the playoffs after losing Sunday, might be in the most jeopardy. Although you have to, you know this, Bill, from being around for a long time, the McCaskies probably don't have a great appetite for change in the midst of a pandemic, like a lot of NFL ownership groups. So you have to factor that in as well. So there are a lot of unanswered questions, and I think Sunday will bring us a little bit closer to that, even though I would expect there to be, we're closer, if I had to, you know, percentage-wise, we're probably 60-40 to having no change in the Bears embracing the status quo, but I think it, a lot depends on what goes on Sunday.
David, what's it like down there right now? I remember as we sit here and talk about this 10 years ago, man, we were heading down to Soldier Field for an NFC Championship game. I remember I was working for the network at the time. It was just electric. I did a pep rally for the Packers fans over at the Hyatt. We ended up doing some stuff over at House of Blues that same night. The town was on fire. I mean, they were starting to tailgate at like 6 a.m. I mean, what is it like down there right now?
You know, it's just kind of sad because just all season there's not been – it's interesting, and the Bears have, you know, been relevant, and we talk about them, and, you know, we can do our jobs, and certainly there's a lot of interest because the Bears are to Chicago what the Packers are to Green Bay, and we, you know, you love the rivalry and you love all the tradition and everything the NFL season represents. But, you know, it is different without the fans, without the Sunday rituals, without the weekly sort of calling to the stadiums. And so you miss a little bit of the buzz. And I think that this week has been, I think we're just grateful. You keep things in perspective that you're allowed and able to talk about the Bears in week 17, because there was a time during the 6-game losing streak, it was like, okay, this is playing out the string. And now we're going to be in coaching searches and executive searches and talking about what's next for a miserable franchise stuck in reverse. And I just don't, so they salvaged some of that good feeling, and it's just not going to be the same this year. We know what this year has been, and in every NFL city, and Chicago is no different.
David, you guys stay safe down there. I look forward to the next time we all get together for maybe one of those simulcasts like we did last season, and hopefully everybody's just back and we get back to a normal way of life in 2021, pal, okay?
I missed the broad stop too, Bill. Happy New Year, and enjoy Sunday. Take care.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. David Haw from the Mully and Haw Show on 670 The Score down in Chicago, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 85-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.